Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. I am so excited to be on the air. It's Thursday night. I've just come back from my hula hoop session. And for those of you who haven't, keep it up. We do hula hoop in Virginia Beach every Thursday night. And we also have ladies that join us throughout the United States. So it doesn't matter where you are. And gentlemen, you are welcome to. You just get your hula hoop, and from 7 to 8, we do hula hoop sessions. We do about 30 minutes for the waist, and then we do our arms. And we do warm up before we do our exercises. But just like any other program, before you start it, please make sure that you are in good health and that any regimen that you start, that it won't affect anything that you're doing. And just have yourself a good time. So this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, and I am excited to be with you tonight. I have so much news for you and so many things that I want to tell you guys and keep you informed of what's going on. And I'm excited because next weekend, on the 24th, I believe it's the correct date, I will be in New Jersey. Now, you might want to ask, what will I be doing in New Jersey? Well, actually, I will be leaving Virginia on the 24th, and I will be speaking on the 25th. I will be at a women's conference, and I'm so excited about it because I will be the guest speaker at the conference. And it is Saturday, August the 25th, 2012, from 9 to 3. Now, the conference is a women's empowerment expo, business expo, and it's so exciting. And we're going to have some wonderful, wonderful people there at the summit. We're going to have guest speakers there all throughout the day. So if you're in the New Jersey area, and we're going to be at 925 Aileen Street in Pavilion Room, New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey. And the keynote speaker for that night is going to be Dr. Gwendolyn Grant. And she is a motivational speaker. She's a writer. She wrote for Essence Magazine. I will be the guest speaker, yours truly, Francine Humphrey, and then we'll have about 5 or 6 other speakers. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome event, and you just don't want to miss it. This is all being hosted by Melissa Williams out of New Jersey, and she's from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And she wants to know, have you yet released the power that God gave you to get wealth? And if you haven't, then you need to join us for the first annual Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, where Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant will be giving us 7 steps to releasing your inner power. And we also have other speakers, and we're going to have gifts and prizes. We're going to have vendors there. So if you need to know more information about it, you can go to the Facebook page, and you can Facebook me, Francine Humphrey, and we have flyers all over the place, or you can contact Melissa Williams in New Jersey if you're from that part of the East Coast, and go on Facebook and meet her. If you're in the area, Newark, New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey, please, Paterson, New Jersey, come and visit us. Come hang out with us because it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. I'm telling you, we are geared up, we are excited, and we are expecting hundreds of women to show up and show out, and we know that everything that we have been ordained to do is for such a time as this, and you just don't want to miss it. So if you get the opportunity, please, please, please come hang out with us, and we are looking forward to it. So tonight, I know that was a mouthful, but you know, it's all good, and we are going to have a good time tonight, and I'm going to give you some of my little tips and leadership, so please come and join us. We have a great, great agenda, and it's the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. And it's keynote speaker Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, and I will be the guest speaker, Francine Humphrey. So please, please, please come and join us. and there's lots going on. We have vendor tables available. So if you need to call Lalisa, you can call her at 973-573-2494 or 908-432-1853. If you want to get in touch with me, my number is 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. I'm in Virginia Beach. Lalisa's in New Jersey, but this is going to be an awesome, awesome event. So just come and hang out with us. You're going to have a good time. There's going to be a wealth of information, some great speakers, and I'm going to give you their names in just a minute if I can get to that page and get all the information that you need. So this is being sponsored by Louise Williams, Performance Strategies Unlimited, and Sisters Divine Connections. So it is awesome. If you want to go to the website, it's Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs. YOLASITE.com. And I know that's a lot. So just call us and we'll give you the information, and we're looking forward to it. So if you have your paper and pencils ready, when we get ready, I'm going to give you a few little tips about leadership tonight, get you all excited about the conference, get you to come to New Jersey. And if you can't make it to New Jersey, we will be having the Women's Conference in Virginia Beach on September the 15th. Now, Lalisa Williams is coming to Virginia Beach. So, hey, this is good news. This is exciting news. We have Veronica McMillan, and she is a nonprofit counselor and a life coach. She'll be one of our speakers. Robin Farabee will be talking to you about finance. We have Jennifer Hyman, and she is a business owner of It's the Perfect Gift and HH Catering. She will be another one of our speakers, and we have young lady who is a retired veteran, and she's in school, and she attends Bratton Stratton, and her name is Dean, and she will be one of our speakers as well. So we've got a plethora of information to give out within the coming months. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you need to be. It's not just about just us coming together and having lunch. This is about getting information, helping you to become leaders in your community. If you are a leader already, helping to empower you, to encourage you to get back out there and do all the things that you started doing when you first got into your business, and just know that it's time for us to move forward. We're the ones that are going to have to move the country forward. Nobody else can do it for us. We have to stick to our plans. We have to know that there's opportunity for us wherever we go. We just have to be available to do it. Now, in October, the Women's Summit will be in Raleigh, North Carolina, and our keynote speaker will be announced, and I may tell you before the end of the show, so you got to keep listening, so I can't give you all the information at one time. But we are just so, so happy that you are with us tonight on Issues Concerning Women. And so what I would like to do is take just a break for just a moment, and I'll come back, and when I get back, we're going to get started on some of the strategies for leadership that you can incorporate in your life today. You can get started right now. You don't have to wait for the conference. You don't have to wait for the next meeting to come about. You can get started today. So just hang on tight. We'll be right back. It's just Concerning Women, the radio talk show. You were listening to Day by Day by Najee, and that's how I live my life, day by day. I cannot control yesterday. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know that I'm here today. I am truly blessed, and I am thankful for everything that has been allotted to me in my life. And so excited that I can share with the knowledge that I have gained, the experiences that I go through with those who tune into the radio broadcast. I am ecstatic about the numbers that I'm getting this year. I have a great following, and I know that you would not be following if I wasn't giving out the kind of information that you needed. So please continue to write me, send me emails. At my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com so that I can put your questions on the air. I may not be able to answer them all, but if there's a question that needs researching, I will do that and then bring it on as a topic. But you know, it is awesome to be here, and this is a wonderful time in my life, and I hope it's a wonderful time in yours. At the Leadership Conference, that's going to be August the 25th in Newark, New Jersey, we're going to be talking about leaders and how their duties are now changing. You know, it was a time when you just would, you know, if you were in corporate America and you were in management position, you were considered one of the leaders. And you had a team or staff that you worked with from two on up, you know, depending on what company or what organization you were in. And sometimes you were in charge of many people and many departments. Now that has changed a little bit. We still do that, of course, and if you're still in corporate America, that's fine, and you love what you do. You can still use the strategies and the points that I give to you for your you and your workplace and your team. But just remember that as a leader, you are being looked at. You're being put under a microscope for everything that you do. You can't just do or say anything and think that it's okay because you are in that leadership position. Guess what happens to leaders who do not stay on top of their research and know what's going on in the market today? They are now the ones who are out there looking for jobs because they didn't keep current with what was happening in our society. And we also know that there are many questions that your team has, and you need to be able to answer those questions. But tonight I want to just go on a little bit about, as leaders, some of the things that we need to do. Because we know we live the dream, but sometimes we forget the vision. And that's been my quote for this week. Live the dream, but don't forget the vision. Don't forget why you're in corporate America. Don't forget why you started your own business. Don't forget why you wanted to be a mentor to somebody else. Just remember why you're doing what you're doing and the calling that you have on your life, because we all have callings on our life, and we all have to know that there are certain things that we need to do. When we begin to look seriously at controlling our mind and our habits and the things that we are going through, because nobody can control me but me, and this, you know, and that's a tip for everybody. Nobody can control you but yourself. You know, if people want to teach you how to do things, that's fine. It's always important to learn and to gain the knowledge, but you have control over your own life, and you have to stop doing the things that are keeping you from being who you need to be at this time in your life. If you're going to be a leader, then you must act like a leader. Nobody's going to follow you into the pits of hell if you're not doing anything that's going to be empowering them or encouraging them. And you even have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to be your own cheerleader because there's nobody in your corner. And it seems like that sometimes, but there are plenty of people that are here to help you, like myself and my team. But just remember that you have to do some things. You have to clear out some of the clutter. And when I say that, that's it. My first tip for tonight. Clear out some of the clutter, the mind clutter, the television watching, the radio stations that you listen to, the time that we spend on Facebook. I know for myself, I can get on Facebook and I'm saying I'm just going to answer a few of the comments or look at a few of the pictures and see what everybody's doing. And before I know it, I spent 45 minutes on Facebook. Sometimes that's too much time spending in one social media. Twitter is popular. I'm learning how to do that more. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone because you can tweet what you need to tweet and you can move on. And you don't have to read everybody's tweet, but read things that are pertinent to your business. So let's say that you're in the event planning business, and there are event planners that are having a meeting this weekend, or they've already had a meeting, and you want to know what happened and what was going on, that's fine because you need to be in the know, and you need to do your research. But after you've spent that time there, then you need to get back and get focused on what you are doing, how you're going to move your business forward, and continue to shut down some of the things that are distracting you, because that's what happens to most of us. We listen to too much news, too much negativity. We can't move forward. We don't have anything happy to think about, but we make our own happiness as well. You need to know that it's time to declutter, let some of those things go, stop spending so much time on things that are not pertinent to your business. So that's my first tip of the day. And also know, if you are one of the business owners that works from home, then you have to schedule time for you to work. It just can't be random times because then nothing gets done. If you're doing the laundry when you should be checking your emails and sending out messages, then you're not being productive in your business. So once you start cleaning out the clutter, then you need to be productive. That's not always easy to do. But as a leader, then you need to do that. If you have other people that are depending on you so that they can make their money and they can be prosperous in their businesses, then you need to stay abreast of what is going on. You need to have a clear mind. You need to have positive thoughts and stay away from all the negativity. Don't spend a lot of time with people that are causing interruptions in your life. I know our families are important and they do come first. Absolutely. I'm not saying that for 1 minute that you don't take care of your family. But if you're working from home, then you have to set aside that time that you're going to do work for the business. And you need to work every day on your business. That's tip number three. Work every day on your business. Take out time. Don't spend, again, hours and hours and hours of research without having any productivity. In fact, we need to start reading more books that are going to help us, more motivational books, more comments that are positive. I have a friend of mine, he writes quotes, and several friends, as a matter of fact, and they give quotes of the day, and they're inspirational. And that's what we need to be reading, positive thinking. We have to change our way of thinking, and we can't do that if we're always listening to the negativity. We have to have real transformation, and that's tip number four. You know, you have to be positive, hanging out with positive people, people that are optimistic, people that are going somewhere, people that are doing something. Now, the people that you're hanging out with, they are good people. I'm not saying that they're not, because I don't know them. You know them better than I do. But if you know you're hanging out with a negative Nelly, then you need to let negative Nelly go. You can't be hanging around with her, because she is not going to push you or motivate you to do anything, because you're going to get distracted doing other things that don't have anything with you being a leader, don't have anything with you growing your business, and you're going to be stagnant. And once you become stagnant, it is harder and harder to stay focused on what you need to do. So that's the other tip for today. Stay focused on what you need to do. Have your things to do list. Sometimes our list can be so long, and I know that you know that. We can have 20 things on our list, okay? We have 20 things on Thursday. Friday, we still have 20 things, plus five more that we added during the evening hours. But you have to cut it off sometimes. You have to keep the list where it is, complete the tasks on your list, and then start your new list. Everything won't get done in a day. You know, everything can't get done in the time frame that you want to do it sometimes, but that's okay. As long as you continue to work on it, as long as you continue to move forward in your business and know that this is important for you, and I hope that you are listening to what I say, and I hope that it is helpful to you, because that's my main purpose, is to empower you and to encourage you to do the things that you want to do that make you happy. I know that's hard sometimes, and that's why people go to seminars, they go to workshops, they get the material, they buy the book, they go home, and nothing changes. Why? Because, one, they don't apply what they learned at the conference. Two, they don't apply the techniques that were given to them by the leaders, and then they procrastinate. So if that's you, stop doing it right now. Make a pact with yourself and just make a promise that you're going to get up in the morning, you're going to have an agenda for the day, you're going to write things down, you're going to get as many things done on your list as you can do, and the things that you don't do, you can continue to do your list, but you have to have a plan. There's power in the plan. And, of course, by now, if you've been listening to my show for any amount of time, you know that is the title of my book. So I am looking forward to the conferences that are coming up. I'm looking forward to hanging out with some of you guys that are my listeners, and hopefully you'll meet me in New Jersey. And if you can't meet me in New Jersey, I'll be back in Virginia Beach on the 15th of September, and then I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina in October. And I believe we're trying to schedule something around the 13th of October. So if you need to get in touch with me or you want to know more about issues concerning women and our leadership program and our summit and our conferences, please give me a call at 757-567-6734. 757-567-6734. Please leave me a message, and I will gladly get back in touch with you. Or go to the email address, icwdirector@gmail.com, or go to the website, issuesconcerningwomen.com. Just like it sounds, just like you think it should be spelled. It's pretty easy. Go there, see what's going on. I'll take a look at my wonderful team. I have some awesome, awesome people on my team that are backing me. I back them. We help each other, and we are moving forward in 2012. The year is almost over. It's August. Have you done all the things you wanted to do? Probably not, but let's say that you are well on your way into the eighth month, and you know you only have a few more months to go to get everything done. The holidays are coming. You're going to get busy with family. So don't stop now. Keep it moving and just go for it and just do all the things that make you happy. Do the things to grow your business. Find you a mentor. Find somebody that can lead you if you're not a leader. And if you are a leader and you need uplifting and you want to hang out with some other leaders, just give us a call. We'd be glad to communicate with you and give you pertinent information that you can lead your team to success in 2012. So we are excited. We have about a minute to go. So please, please continue to tune in to Issues Concerning Women. We are so excited about the following that we have. That's just thank God every day for all the wonderful people that send me messages and that hang out with me. Even if they can't listen to the show when it's live, they can actually go into the archives and make comments, and I just love it, love it, love it. So keep it up. I look forward to your comments. I look forward to hanging out with you. If you would like for Issues Concerning Women to come to your city, please, by all means, let us know. We are traveling this year. We are not holding back. We are moving forward. And if you want to be a mover with us, then come on and get on board this train, because we are ready to ride. Nothing is going to stop us. And like the song says, Matt Fatten and Whitehead, ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move, and we can't stop because we have been given the opportunity to be a blessing to others, and we want to continue to do that. God is so awesome, and he is allowing us to do the things that we love to do. So I want to say thank you again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will see you next week in New Jersey. I will be back on the air next Thursday night, so hang out with me then. Send your questions to icwdirector@gmail.com or give me a call at 757-567-6734. I look forward to speaking with you. Have a blessed week, and know that you can live the dream, but just don't forget the vision. God bless you, and good night.